Blog Talk Radio.
It feels so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit. And I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much. I didn't have words to say, but even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you. Lord, I know I almost went crazy, yeah. Oh, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So for my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory. You kept me. Yes, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, God, I know it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me. thank you for. I know it was you, God. I just want to take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life.
Amen, amen. How many just so thankful today? Thanking God for your life. Many times we just take it for granted and just think God has to renew his mercies. He said his mercies are renewed every morning. So he don't owe you anything, but because we serve a loving and a great God, he's greatly to be praised. I love that song. It says, "Dear God," by Smokey Northall. I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but I have so many reasons to be thankful this morning. This afternoon, matter of fact, I have so many reasons. I can go on and on and on. The first thing is, he woke me up this morning. He didn't have to do it, but he did. So for that, I'll say thank you, Lord. For clothing me in my right mind, for that, I'll say thank you, Lord. For having all the activities of my limbs, for that, I'll say thank you, Lord. For protecting my children and my grandchildren by his blood, I'll have to say thank you. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. When I say that, I mean it with all sincerity. Sometimes we just quote scriptures out of habit. But when you are thankful and when you appreciate God, when you begin to quote those scriptures, you can feel it because something begins to well up in your belly and you can feel that thing. Amen. Amen. I'm just so excited today. I'm excited about what God is doing in the lives of his people, not just my life, but in your life. I'm sure you have a testimony. I'm sure you can attest to something great that the Lord has done for you. I'm thanking God today for a man of God that is on this broadcast with us today. And he's one of my mentors. He's someone that I look to. He's someone that I feel that I can go to with any situation. And I don't believe that he would judge me. I don't believe that he would condemn me. I don't believe that he would administer anything but true, genuine love. And no matter what it is, that's the kind of friend that we have in Christ Jesus. We can take our cares to him. We can take our burdens to him. He won't publicize them. Hallelujah. He'll give us grace for every situation. And this is this man of God that's going to be ministering to us today. He has that kind of a heart. And I've been knowing Pastor Adams for over a year now. And I tell you, he has just been nothing less than wonderful in my life. So we thank God for the man of God that's going to share the word of God with us on today. Some of you all may be signing on late, but that's all right. You are listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. And we air Monday through Friday. We alternate on Saturdays. And we have an early Sunday morning prayer broadcast. Our weekly air time is Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our email address is newdestiny54@yahoo.com. Once again, that's newdestiny54@yahoo.com. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Once again, that mailing address is Post Office Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. It certainly is always a pleasure to hear from you. We welcome your praise reports, any testimonies that you may have, and anything that you would like to share with the people on this broadcast and those that's in the world at large. Truly, we thank God. We don't take it for granted for having this wonderful opportunity. We are privileged, and we give God all the glory for every door that he opens in the lives of his people. Amen. Amen. I'm going to go to my dear friend, Evangelist Erlene Cummings out of Los Angeles, California. And this is another one of my friends in the gospel. And I tell you, before I go to her to open up with the word of prayer, I want you to say the date, December 7th and December 8th of this year, 2012. How many know we're coming to the end of the year? And we're looking to go forward into a new year. So we want you to save those dates. We're having a true fellowship conference. And our theme is Let Brotherly Love Continue. And our host is Pastor Dr. Kenneth Burford and First Lady Verdell Burford. And they're at Christ Redeeming Center. And that is at 2281 East Main Street in the city of Stockton. So if you have been a friend of mine for a short time or a very long time, I'm expecting to see you in Stockton by end of month of December. So I've been announcing this for about 3 months or so. So there will be no excuses. I'm not accepting any excuses. So this is an opportunity where we can come together and I can introduce you to some of my friends that you may not know. And these are pastors and bishops and ministers and evangelists in the gospel that's doing the work of the ministry. These are not people that I just met out on the street. They are busy working for the Lord. And we thank God for them. Amen. We thank God for Pastor Burford opening up his sanctuary. He also will be hosting a faith, prayer, and miracles conference. And those dates are December 5th through the 7th. Amen. So we're just going to come together and we're going to show the world that we can come together and we can worship God in spirit and in truth. And that's all he's requiring of us, spirit and truth. He's not worrying about your attire, but we definitely want you to dress modestly, okay? Amen, amen. So we just thank God for what he's doing. We're going to ask Evangelist Cummings to open up with the word of prayer. And Evangelist Cummings, I hope you have consulted with your husband because we're looking to see you in December, okay? Amen, amen. Evangelist Cummings.
Praise the Lord, everyone, and God bless you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. I'm working on it.
All right. I'm working on it. I like that.
We just give God the glory for the opportunity and that the work that you're doing in the ministry. This is a great ministry that reaches all over the earth, and we just thank and praise God for it in Jesus' name. Did you ask me to open up with prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We have another evangelist here. I'm doing her hair. She's with me today, and I thank and praise God.
Dr. Landry, God bless you.
Father God, in the name of your precious son, Jesus, we just want to thank and praise you and give you glory today, Lord God, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. Lord, you woke us up this morning in our right minds, and we're thankful. You put us on our way and enable us, oh God, to go about our daily chores, whether it's work, whatever it is, going to school. We just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you've blessed us thus far. Lord, we ask you to reach out into our family members, Lord God. We ask you to reach out into our loved ones, Lord. Lord, those that are bereaved and have lost a loved one, we just reach out, Lord God, and ask you to bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Trustee Washington, Lord God. We ask you to touch him in the name of your precious son, Jesus. And, Lord, all the ministers, the elders, the bishops, oh God, that are carrying the word of God, that are doing a work for you. Lord, remember this radio broadcast, Lord God. And the evangelist that is so faithful, Lord God, Evangelist Bernard, that's so faithful, Lord God, we ask you to bless. Bless the morning prayers, oh God. Bless the prayers that have went out. Bless the prayers that are going out. Bless those that get down on their knees and pray. Lord God, to lay in their beds and pray for others, Lord. We ask you to bless in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless the word today. Open up our ears, oh God. Not only open them up, but Lord, that which we receive, let us apply it. Not only apply it, but share it with others. Lord, we ask you to make a way. Open up doors, oh God. Lord, you can open up doors that no man can close. And Lord, we ask you to pour out a special blessing, oh God, upon the radio program. Pour out a blessing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And those that have a need, Lord God, we ask you to open up the doors of heaven and pour us out a blessing, oh God, that should not be room enough to receive. And Lord, for all of this, we give you glory and praise. We give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Cummins. That's my dear friend. I've known her almost 30 years. She got saved under my cousin, and she's still there at Bishop Winston Singleton's church in Los Angeles. And I also worked with her. She's a hairstylist there in Los Angeles, and she is a prayer warrior. She's faithfully at prayer on Mondays, no matter what. And she's been doing that for years. So God bless you, Evangelist Cummins. But with no further ado, I'm ecstatically happy to have this dear man of God with us today. And our topic this week is generational curses. Are they real? And I tell you, this man of God he's just so precious to me. He has a Blog Talk Radio broadcast that he's been hosting for over 2 years. He does about 10 or 12 segments. So he's well experienced in doing this. He's not a novice. And he's a man of God that loves the Lord, and he loves God's people. And he is a people's person. And I tell you, he has so much charm and charisma. You know, I met him over the line, had never met him, but the first time I talked to him, I was drawn, his spirit and I was just drawn together, and I thank God for him, and thank God for the work that he's doing, and thank God for the faithfulness that he has exhibited in the life of everyone that he meets. He's truly impacting the nation, and he's impacting the generation because of his love and his kindness. So that's none other than Pastor Ashton Adams of Circle of Love Ministries. And look like I see Pastor Dr. Kenneth Burford on the line also. So let me just greet. Is this Pastor Burford?
Yes, ma'am. I'm on the line.
Amen, amen. This is my pastor and our host pastor for our event coming up in December, Dr. Kenneth Burford. So glad to have you with us this evening, Dr. Burford.
It's good to be here with you, my sister. It's good to be on the line with you and all those who are on the line awaiting this mighty word from the Lord and this discussion and conference that we're going to have around this subject. I'm just thankful to be here.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. Burford. So with no further ado, we like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for this hour, and that's none other than Pastor Ashton Adams of Circle of Love Ministry. God bless you, Pastor Adams.
God bless you, woman of God, and I just thank you so much for that introduction. Amen, and it is my desire to live up to every word that you have said and to ask the Lord to give me the strength to continue to be who I am. And I just love the Lord, and I thank him so much for all the things that he is doing in my life. And that. And I want to say good afternoon to Dr. Burford, amen, a mighty man of God. I have been impacted. I have been enlightened. I have been blessed. And I thank the Lord for this man of God and what he is doing in my life as well, and the information that we get that it has caused my life to turn around and for me to be strengthened even the more because of what this man of God is teaching us today. And thank him for being a part of our broadcast, the Circle of Love broadcast as well. On Fridays at 6 o'clock, he does a program of equipping leaders for ministry. Amen. And I just thank God for everything that is happening in my life, and because he is the author and finisher, and so no matter what's going on, that it's going to work together for my good. Amen. And it's going to work together for your good as well, what he is doing. And I want to kind of operate not only in the wear the hat of a teacher today, but also I want to speak something prophetic over this broadcast, over this ministry to you. When we're talking about the generational curses and where they start, where they what is happening in our lives, that you know, so many things happen and we don't know, we don't understand the origin, we don't know what is why things are happening, and we see and then we feel stuff and it's going on in our bodies and it's pulling, you know, some of it is pulling us in the wrong direction. And before we got saved, we don't know why we did what we did or why we're doing what we're doing, because it all stems from our forefathers. Amen. There was a curse that entered into the world, and that's where we're going to start out, amen, in our study. But we want to lay the foundation just a little bit, and we talk about some of the stuff that is happening, no matter what it is, whatever the label on it, addiction, maybe it's alcoholism, drugs, maybe it's a bad temper, maybe you've been molested and or anything, or fondled or what have you by somebody in your family, and it all has to do with generational curses and what have you. And sometimes this thing is passed on from generation to generation, but there is good news in the midst of all of it, that it can stop with you, amen, that you can plead the blood of Jesus over this situation and that you can command the enemy. Now, I'm just at that place right now in my spiritual life that I asked the Lord, if you gave me a spiritual report card, what would be? Would I be failing? Would I have some A's? You know, when I went to college, I was on the dean list for two years in a row with a 3.8 grade point average. And I want to make sure that I have a 3.8 better. I'm trying for a 4.0 on my spiritual report card. So I pull from Dr. Burford. I ask questions and what have you because of the fact I want to win. I want to be victorious. And I want to say to you that are listening on this line, it is time that you get some tenacity. It's time for you to get some kick butt attitude to the devil and declare that today is the day that it stopped. Today is the day that I'm declaring the word of God that I am more than a conqueror, and whatever is happening from generation to generation, that it stops today in my family's life. And then, so I'm going to hurry up and get to the word. I'm going to be short because there's some things, Evangelist Bernard, that I want to do and to come against these generational curses that are on the people that are on the line. And I thank God that Pastor Burford is with us as well, and Sister Adrian Bernard, that I want you to allow me to open up the lines and ask generational curse is happening, and we want to pray against that. And I just pray that you don't be embarrassed. Why would he do that? Because the Lord wants to deliver today on time. And if you allow the Lord to do so, that you don't have to walk in that anymore. Amen. As we go to the Word of God, let's go to Genesis. Amen. Let's go to the beginning. Amen. What is happening? What happened in the book? Amen. And with Adam and Eve, we know that Adam and Eve, sin entered to the world. Amen. And in doing so, that's how all of this started, with the generational curses. Amen. Let's go to Genesis 2. Amen. Genesis 2. Amen. And we're going to look at verse 7, and it says, "The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." And let's drop down to verse 9, and it says, "And the Lord made all mankind, all kinds of trees to grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food in the midst of the garden, where the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil." And we know the rest of that story, that that Adam and Eve partake of that tree, and it caused God to pronounce a curse on the serpent and pronounce judgment on Adam and Eve. And so we see in, turn over a couple of, maybe a couple of pages, that we see that in chapter 3, verse 14 of Genesis, it says, "So the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life, and I will put an enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." Verse 16, "To the woman he said, I will greatly increase your pain in childbearing. With pain you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you. To Adam he said, because you have listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. You will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. But the sweet by the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and the dust you will return." Here we see that a curse was pronounced over the serpent, over the ground, and over the man of God. Amen. And this is how generational curses began, that Adam laid with Eve. He knew Eve, and she had Cain and Abel. And as we read in the fourth chapter, that in her childbearing, that Cain was first and Abel was born. And after that, we read that Cain kills Abel. He murders Abel. And then the Lord pronounces judgment on Cain for spilling the blood of his brother. And he put a curse on him. And Cain had the judgment that was placed on him, that he would be a wanderer and that the mark would be on him. And that Cain says, my punishment is more than I can bear. And that's where we see, again, that the generational curse, it was established with Cain as well. And Cain had children, had a wife and had children. And one of the children, one of his sons was Lamech. And Lamech had two wives, you know, and when it was not, I guess, I don't want to use the permitted, but he had two wives. And this is how polygamy got into the world, because of Lamech married two wives. And out of that, we can see how the generational curse continued with from Cain all the way to Lamech, because in the chapter 4, we see where Lamech is talking to his two wives. In chapter 4, verse 23, Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, listen to me, wives of Lamech, hear my words. I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for injuring me. And here we see Cain as a murderer, and now we see Lamech as a murderer. Amen. And that this generational curse is continuing. Amen. But though it continues, there is some good news. As we continue to read, verse 24, Cain is avenged 7 times, then Lamech 77 times. Adam laid with his wife again, and she gave birth to a son and named him Seth, saying, God has granted me another child in place of Abel. Since Cain killed him, Seth also had a son, and he named him Enoch. At this time, men began to call on the name of the Lord. Amen. Though sin had entered into the world, and though the generational curse was running rapid, because we see in the scriptures that Adam and Eve had more children, that Cain got married and was having more children, and that in chapter 5, as we go to chapter 5, verse 3, we see here, when Adam had lived 130 years, he had a son in his likeness and in his own image, and he named him Seth. And then as we look at the genealogy of Seth and look at the genealogy of Cain, that we see that Enoch was born. Amen. And then a presence of the Lord comes back into the earth. Amen. And then through the genealogy, we see where the destruction of Cain and the things that had happened, that because of Cain's lineages and everything, that the earth was destroyed because there was so much wickedness in the earth. But thank God that he put a presence in the earth out of Enoch, and then after Enoch, then the generation goes to Noah. Noah was a righteous man, and because of his righteousness, the human race was spared. So no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what generational curse has acquired in your life, that God is able to bring a presence of his holiness, and that you can curse the curse, and that you can speak over it, that you can take charge over that, that you can take dominion over the things that are going on. that it is time out for us being spiritual wusses. It is time out for us to be weak and intimidated by the enemy. It is time that we as Christians take our rightful place, and because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and that we have been given equipment to come against the devil, that God has already spoken deliverance before we were even born. So it is time to grab hold, that he said, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge, and that we need to know what the word of God says, and that we grab hold to that word, that we speak that word, and that we speak to the generational curses that are in our lives today and say that it ends with me, that I'm not passing this on to my children or to the next generation, that I'm going to speak over the generational curse that is in this family, and that the murdering stops with this family, with this generation. And that the next generation, that seed, we curse that seed, and that seed will not live any longer. It will not be passed on to the next generation. And I want to speak prophetically, because I see in the spirit that someone, either on the line, maybe pick up this broadcast in the archive, have a small child who is about 2 years old, and he is throwing temper tantrums and what have you, and is uncontrollable. And I want to say to you that you get your bless on, you anoint that little rascal with oil, and you pray over him and curse that generational curse that's on him and speak over him in the name of Jesus. And come against the enemy. And I also see a young teenager who is rebellious. And then I say to you today, get your oil and go in his room while he is sleeping and anoint him with oil and pray over him and break the generational curse. Amen. Okay. And even if it's cast to come to the point his forehead is oily, that you can fry egg on top of it, you need to bless him and speak over him, amen, and come against that generational curse if he's rebellious and what have you, and doing every damnable thing that he can, that and you worried and you up all night and he's doing all these things. So, amen, do that and be obedient and see the miracle that is going to transpire in your life. Now, I'm going to ask you to be bold enough, and that we will be sensitive enough, and that we will have Evangelist Adrian Bernard, if that's all right with you, Adrian, to open up if you would like to have us pray for the generational curse that is in your life, then hit the number one key, and it will alert Evangelist Bernard that you want us to pray for the generational curse that is in your life. We have Pastor Burford with us as well. So if that's okay with you, Evangelist, let us know, and then we will continue along those lines. Amen.
Yes, that's fine, Pastor Adams. We have 10 callers on the line. So if you would like to talk about the generational curses in your life and you want prayer for that particular curse, you are welcome to hit the number one key and we'll come gladly to you. If not, I'm going to start with myself, really, you know, even on this past Sunday, after Pastor Burford had spoken openly to my grandson. He was a little subdued and a little quiet Sunday, and I knew something was by, well, I didn't know what it was, really, and he probably didn't, but later on that evening, he found out that one of his uncles had been murdered, and this is like the third son that his grandmother has buried within, I guess, 4 or 5 years, and really, this is the second son in the past year. So this spirit of murder, and I just want a prayer really for my family, the spirit of addiction that's so strong in the family, alcohol and drugs and the spirit of selling drugs, all of these different spirits, the spirit of this curse of children out of wedlock. And we can go on and on. We all have them. But I'm asking for special prayer for my family in New Orleans and really for a prayer for that city as a whole, with so many of our young men and women being shot down and killed and murdered in the street. Like, it's just something to watch at the movies, that we would pray against those spirits. Amen. So Pastor Bertha's line is open, and also yours, Pastor Adams. No one has raised their hand, and then I'm going to go to Pastor Singleton. She wanted to share something in regards to these generational curses.
Amen. Pastor Bertha, would you pray for Sister Adrian Bernard, please?
Certainly. Now, by the authority of the name which is above every name, and by the authority of the name that is under heaven and given among men, the name of Jesus, by the authority of the blood that was shed and the ransom that was paid, by the price and the value of the blood of Jesus, by the word of the living God, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we come against and break every influence, every satanic attachment, every satanic advancement on our evangelist's family, on her generation, upon sons and daughters, upon brothers and sisters, and even their children. We break the power and we break the advancement of the adversary upon the family. I say by the authority of that name, Jesus, that you no longer will exercise your will over these men and women of that family. I come against that spirit. I come against that activity of the enemy that has taken advantage of the weaknesses of that family and taken advantage of the iniquities that have passed on through generation and taken advantage of the lack of knowledge in those areas. And I say in the name of Jesus, cease in your maneuvers. Be rebuked in your advancement. We cast you out right now by the authority of the name, by the power of the blood, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and by the word of the living God. You can come no further. Jesus has already made an open show of you. Jesus has already rendered you harmless and helpless. Jesus has already put you in a position that is under the feet of the believer. And because we are the believer, we take authority over all of the activity of the adversary that seeks to bring our family to destruction. And we declare it even as the word of God said, that there is no weapon that is formed against this generation and this family that will prosper. And everything that the devil wishes to speak and influence our minds with, we reject it now in the name of Jesus. The blood covered. The blood covered. The blood of Jesus prevails. The power of the blood prevails. The word of the Lord prevails. The dunamis of God prevails. The name of Jesus prevails over every working of the adversary. I say again, the devil may be working, but he's only working because of our ignorance. And so today we rise up in the knowledge of God, and we proclaim that we already have victory over you. You will no longer pull the wool over our eyes. We declare it, and we do decree it, and we will push you back by the authority of the name of Jesus today. We declare it done. We declare it done. We declare his power broken. We declare the strongholds are pulled down. We declare that the activity of the devil is now ceasing because we speak the word of the Almighty God in this earth realm. By the authority of the name of Jesus, we do it. We speak the word of the Almighty God and command every created demon, every created angel that's opposing what God has said. You have to stop. I have not been created. I've been born again. They're just created spirits. And so because I am a born-again child of God, I rise up in the name of my Father, and I command these created demon spirits to cease in their maneuvers now, cease in their influence and activity in the families of these believers, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen. For the sake of time, that I'm going to say what mine is, and I believe that the prayer that our pastor have prayed will cover everybody, that those who may be a little intimidated to raise their hand, that we just pray that that you will let that prayer cover your situation. My situation is that on my mother's side, my grandfather was a womanizer, and had multiple children out of wedlock and what have you, and that my uncles and cousins, that male cousins, that they all womanizers and what have you. On my daddy's side, there was a generational curse of poverty and lack. And so I want to say that, and amen, and I believe that the curse is broken, amen, so that we can get to Sister Singleton and her words, that I'm going to turn it back over to you, Sister Adrian.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, Pastor Adams, and appreciate Pastor Bertha being on the line with us today. I tell you, it's so, the enemy is just busy, 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 and we won't call out these spirits. And many times we know they're just ravaging our families and what have you, and we'll just turn our head and hold our eyes to them, you know, incest in the family and what have you. So if we don't never speak it, we never call it out, then we'll never get no help. And it just continues to perpetuate from generation to generation. Amen. So we have to speak up. We have to speak up, and if we never speak up, then we just going to continue to just lay down and let the devil just have his way with our children, and that's what he's doing. Not only our children, our adult members and everything falling, every day falling prey to alcohol and drugs and prostitution and all the other sins of the flesh that we are engaging in on a daily basis. So we have to speak up, people of God, in the church. You know, these type of discussions, you know, the church really, some churches, I won't say all, you may just have a very few that would have open dialogue where we can sit down and talk and, you know, we can reach out and find out what's going on. If we don't know what's going on, how do we pray for with something that we don't know is going on? So these are some needed discussions that need to be had, and we need to be open and honest enough to say what it is, call that devil out where we can get some help. Amen. So I'm going to go to Pastor Singleton, and then I'll go to a few of you all. Maybe you all may have something you want to share that has happened in your life in the form of a generational curse. So I'm going to Pastor Singleton right now, Pastor Karita Singleton of Mercy House Ministries. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Singleton.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I praise the Lord to all the pastors and the ministers and the saints of God that are on the line. I was on the line yesterday, but as I was going home, I began to think of a situation, and I know that this may help someone regarding the generation curses. It opened up my understanding. This came to my knowledge almost 25 years ago. I was helping a pastor, a Hispanic pastor. He asked me to help a member of his church, And as I began to help her, to make a long story short, she needed a divorce. And the reason why she needed the divorce, because her husband had raped her two children, her two oldest girls, and she still had one more left. Now, I will get to the moral and the point that I'm making in this. And the oldest daughter had gotten pregnant, and the state of California aborted the child, where the father had impregnated his daughter. Now, they also put him in, charged him. He's in prison. He's currently in prison now in Corona, California. But the pastor told me he went to visit him because the pastor, her pastor is a psychologist. And when I was taking psychology in school, I always leaned toward the clinical part of it. And I thought that all behavior was learned behavior. However, this has changed my mind as I begin to think about it. And when he went to visit the man didn't think that he had did anything wrong. And I thought to myself, well, why wouldn't he think he did anything wrong? He raped his oldest child and got her pregnant. Well, the history of this man is in a town in Mexico, the whole town, are people that have been cursed with the generational curses. His father was also his grandfather. And in this town, these people were just doing these things, and they didn't think anything of it. A whole town, can you imagine a whole town that's just full of incest? And so he didn't feel like he had did anything wrong. And as this came back to my mind and yesterday, and I said, well, this man was a product of generational curses. Sometimes it's possible to be a victim of a generational curse, and you continue to carry on the curse, and you don't feel anything. That's why the curses are carried on from generation to generation. And I thought that I would share this with our audience today. And instead of hiding with the generational curse, we have to denounce it. And as I begin to, hallelujah, hear Pastor Buford pray, and if he didn't touch on the three areas, then I would have thought something else. But he touched on the three areas if you want to be loosed from the generational curses. First is the stronghold, which is incorrect thinking, habits, and then he went on with the legal ground. Okay, he's given us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us. And usually the vehicles for these generational curses is unforgiveness, when you just can't forgive. And that's a generational curse on my side of the family, unforgiveness and not confessing. When you don't confess your sins, that perpetuates the generational curse, hallelujah, to continue on. When you hide and won't confess your sins, then it brings forth, you got to cast out fear and depression and voices in your mind and mental illness and spiritual illness. This perpetuates the generational curses. Even though Jesus Christ died so that we can be free of these generational curses, if we hold on to them and continue, hold on to sin and continue to perpetuate these generational curses, they'll never be broken. they'll never be broken. So I just wanted to say that, and I thank God for the pastors, Pastor Adam, Pastor Buford, for the evangelists, and we just need to pray, people of God. Back to Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Singleton, for that. I want to ask Pastor Adams and Pastor Burford, what can we do as Christians, as the body of Christ, when we hear of incidents where sin is still being committed in the church? You hear stories of pastors, you know, sleeping with the parishioners and all this other manner. How can we be effective and come together, whereas we can impact the lives of the generation, that the young generation, that we're, these old folks are setting their ways. So many times you can't even, I won't say there's no help, but you have to, as Pastor Singleton said, you have to confess these things to get the help. So how can we as leaders, what can we do to alleviate and to help bring some healing to people that are experiencing and have had to live with these generational curses? Pastor Burford, Pastor Adams.
Well, I was kind of waiting for Pastor Adams, but praise be to Jesus. I enjoyed listening to, was it Pastor Singleton?
Pastor Singleton.
Yes.
Okay. Excuse my hesitation, because you don't know me, and so I don't want to give you a bad taste, but I just have to say it. I just have to say this based on Scripture. First off, the Bible says that God's going to give us pastors that's going to feed us knowledge.
Yes.
We have to have knowledge. Knowledge,
yes,
not only of the Word of God, but also knowledge of demonic activities, and also knowledge of human spirit and human activities.
Yes.
And as I look into the Scripture, even the ones that were read today, it was the ground that was cursed. The ground, because of Adam's decision.
Yes.
Adam's decision created a condition called iniquity that he passed on. But that condition of acceptability is what the devil uses to take advantage of us. So in a particular line or family, you may have a propensity for anger or for murder or for incest or what have you. And the enemy takes advantage of human personality and human traits, and he will attach himself to that trait. That's why I took authority over those demonic spirits that seeks to attach itself to the human weakness or the human trait of your particular family.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we deal with these people who are, you know, like what you were mentioning and asking us to respond to, evangelists, these are people who have not admitted to themselves that I have a human propensity that I need to take dominion and authority over.
That's
and
right.
So instead of them doing that, they perpetuate that by taking advantage of another person's weakness.
Yeah.
Which in effect and in truth, you are co-laboring with the adversary, because that's what the devil does.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much that I'm walking with a curse over my head because the ground was cursed, but it is the enemy taking advantage of my human propensity and say, okay, I'm going to attach this to you. And with it not being addressed, with it not being admitted, with it not, where there's no forgiveness, where there's no admittance, then it just keeps going and going and going in that particular family because there is a propensity for that in that particular family. And so, therefore, we have to come against this thing by the blood, because that was the payment. That was how Jesus brought us back from the devil. So saints, no more under a curse, by the name, because there ain't no other name under the heavens, and that's where we are, that's given among men, whereby we must be saved, by the Holy Spirit, because that's our dunamis power. Nothing can harm us. We have authority over all of his dunamis. That's two words, power, there, when Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread upon the serpent, scorpion, and all the power of the enemy. The English is power, power, but the Greek is exousia dunamis. So God, Jesus gave us the authority, the right, the privilege to reign, authority over all of the dunamis, or the can do, the explosive power of the devil, and nothing by any means shall harm us. So we have to rise up. First off, understand yourself. Know what's going on in you. Know what your propensities are. Know whether or not those propensities are beneficial or not beneficial. If they're not beneficial, then you've got to take authority over everything that is possible or propensity in your own flesh. Take advantage over that. Take authority over that. Take dominion over that. Bind that in yourself and stop preying on the weak. So for people who do that, God will have to judge them. And if you don't judge yourself, the Bible says God will judge you. God is merciful and forgiving, but we need to take authority over those things and come against those things and educate people that when you're born again, the blood cleansed you and delivered you from your curse. And as far as our family, we got to teach them and let them understand and know by the power of God, by the word of God, that thing stops here. And so we got to get them into the knowledge of God's word and under the power of the word of God so that they will walk in the freedom that Jesus has already provided for them. And I, please forgive me, but I, yes.
Amen. Amen. Sister Adrian Bernard, Evangelist Bernard, that I raised children who were fathered by my wife's pastor. So that's a very sensitive situation. Amen. When you look to the man of God for the betterment of your spiritual life and even your natural life, when you look to the man of God to do that, and that he is having relations with the flock, well, then we know already that the shepherd don't go out and have relationship with the sheep, because you know that I'm gonna just say it this way, that's nasty, you know. And
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But it happens.
But it happens. Yeah, and I'm not gonna try to fix it up because it just ain't nasty. And then. I raised two kids, and then out of the silence that their mother kept this a secret for so long, and the man, I'm not going to say the man of God, but the man perpetrated evil on other women as well, that he had multiple children out of and then these kids don't even know one another. And what do you do? I think it's time that we stop being so permissive, that we stop being wusses, as I said earlier, and it's time for us to speak up and to say that, you know, hey, this thing stops now, and to blow the whistle, you know, and stop allowing the enemy steamroll over us and what have you, that we are the children of light, what the Bible says, and that we need to be who the Bible says that we are. Amen. And I think it's in Ephesians where it says about being the children of light. And we just need to be the children of light. Amen. And we should not walk in darkness, that we should not allow secrecy to overtake us, and we be so scared to, you know, there are other folk who are having to deal with stuff, and that as we as people of God begin to open up and let the Lord heal us concerning things that are happening in our lives, and that we as that verse, that portion where it's talking about children like men, you know, being sensitive and what have you, and we be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, that there is deliverance that is available for you, that if you open up your mouth and you talk about these things, and go forth, and then not allow the enemy to bombard you with all this negativity and what have you, there is freedom that is available for us if we would just go to the Lord and expose these things. Amen.
Amen, amen. We have about five more callers. I'm going to open the lines and see if they have any questions. Nobody raised their hand. I see a new phone number that I'm not familiar with, area code 323, and the last four of your numbers, 5863. Amen. Can you greet us? Okay, we're trying to get the line open. Until then, you know this. Anything mainly is you can expect some difficulties. Never think it's going to just be smooth. Amen, amen. But we thank God for the man of God that have spoken to us on today, and even thank God for Dr. Burford being with us on today. And I tell you, you never had an opportunity to hear him come out in December. You will definitely have the pleasure of hearing this man. He's a master teacher. He's just a man of God that is just gifted. And God gave gifts unto men. So all of us have gifts, but some of our gifts are so profound that, hey, we have to tell it everywhere we go. Amen. Amen. I don't know what's going on. I'm not able to try and open up the line. Amen. I still see Evangelist Cummins. Okay. Well, we're going to go back to Pastor Singleton.
Good.
Her
yeah.
Line. Okay. You're all right. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I've been calling your name. Apparently, you didn't hear me. But I just wanted to add this also, and it's pressed in my spirit to say this. And I know a lot of people aren't going to like it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Homosexuality. Homosexuals are not born. Homosexuals are made. And it is they are products of generational curses, particularly if you have more than one. Okay? So I'm saying we, hallelujah, and just because your daddy was a homosexual or your great-granddaddy was a homosexual, you have a line of homosexuals in your family, that is a generational curse. And you can stop. What really gets me is when people say that they're born like this. We don't have to accept this, people of God. We just don't have to accept it. And I hope that we'll stand up against these things in Jesus' name. Thank you, Evangelist Bernard.
Amen. I'm going back to area code 323, 5863 is your last number. Your line is open.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. This is Dr. Landry. I'm a friend of Evangelist Cummings.
Yes.
And
yes,
I'm,
God bless
first,
you.
God bless you. I want to say first, thank you to the men and women of God who have shared. It have been very, very enlightening, and I pray that the radio audience have received this word that has come forth today. It truly has blessed me, and I appreciate what you're doing.
Hello.
Amen.
Amen. I'm still here.
Amen. God bless you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Landry.
I will continue. Today is my first day, and I've been tremendously blessed.
Amen.
And coming
Amen.
From New Orleans, myself, I know what's going on down there, and I'm in agreement with all the prayers that have gone forth. And I'm just thanking God and believing for deliverance for that city.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Dr. Landry. Thank you for joining us on today. Evangelist Cummings, going to you. Did you have any questions for Dr. Burford or Pastor Adams?
Praise the Lord. I am so blessed. Everything was true. Everything was true that was stated. And I have curses in my family also that have just come down through the line, drugs, alcohol, unwed mothers, and this is just have just stayed with our family. You know, we battling it, and I'm just asking prayer for that. And it was such a blessing because a lot of times we hide things, and when we hide things, as the, Pastor Adams was speaking, as we hide things, they never get answered because we never requested or put that word out that the Lord can do something about it in the name of Jesus and plead that blood over them and that name of Jesus and so they can get deliverance in Jesus' name. We just so it's just such a blessed session today that we heard and all the information that was done. And we bless the Lord for Pastor Caridia. I haven't seen her in a while. Singleton, God bless you. And we're just so blessed to hear what we've heard in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Evangelist Cummings. We're going to Evangelist Doris. God bless you, Evangelist Doris.
Yes. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I was going to ask for prayers because, like I said before, I am from Africa. And we do have a lot of issues with generational curses, mainly from ancestral worship of idols. So I just feel like a lot of us in that generation or coming from Africa, we are suffering spirit of non-achievement, spirit of getting to the edge of your breakthrough and it's always something holding you back, or just moving forward and then you fall backwards. And we do know how to, I know how to pray those prayers to bind all those three, to disconnect myself. But I was going to ask today, since there's a lot of men and women of God on this line, to just pray for me and my family for those generational curses. I know it's affecting us. I really believe it's affecting me and my children. Things can be going very well, and it's like something just starts breaking apart and just falling back down, you know, even for my children. So I'm going to be bold enough to accept that I believe, I see that something is going on in my family, and I will appreciate it for the men and women of God on this line to just pray for me and my family. Thank you.
Amen, amen. We're going to ask Pastor Burford and Pastor Adams to pray for Evangelist Campbell, and also her husband. They're launching a ministry, and I know one thing, you can't launch a ministry and the enemy don't come at you on every end. They have been faithful. They are people that love the Lord. They're business owners, and, you know, you all will get a chance to meet them in December. So I'd ask Pastor Adams or Pastor Bethel, either one, to pray for Evangelist Doris and Elder Raymond.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you in the name of Jesus that you honor and you hear, and that your ears are open to those that call you. Say, if we call on you, you will answer. And Father God, you know the petition that is put before you, the request that has been made known. And we just thank you for this man and this woman of God who you have called according to your purpose, and that your will be done in their lives. Amen. And that we just plead the blood of Jesus, and that we speak against every demonic activity that will come to try to hinder, every proclivity, every stumbling block, every pitfall, that, Father God, that you will make open shame of the devil. And while he think he is winning in this wise, that, Father God, that you will turn on the enemy and utterly destroy him in the mighty name of Jesus, that your work will go forth in the name of Jesus in the lives of your people. And for this precious woman from Africa, Father God, we speak over her life now and the life of her children, and we curse the enemy, we curse the generational church, we curse witchcraft, we curse everything that is damnable and not like you, Father God, and plead the blood of Jesus and say that Satan and you and your adversaries, the devil, has to desist, that it shall come to naught, and that we just thank you, Father God, because the battle is already won. The victory is ours. We thank you, Father God. You made provision years ago for us and in this wise. And we thank you that we are victorious and not the victim. And we thank you the greater one lives in us. And today that we grab hold to that word and that we refresh ourselves, remind ourselves that today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, and we will take our rightful place as joint heirs, that we will take our rightful place, that we are victorious. We will take our rightful place of dominion and power, because you say it, Father God, in your word, that we have the keys that have been given to us. And so we reinforce the devil's defeat in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. I have my sister on the line, Dawn.
Yes, Dawn. I'm right here, Evangelist Adrian and Pastor Singleton. I enjoyed the word today, and I enjoyed everything, and tell everybody hello. I'm at work right now, and y'all have a very nice day.
Amen, amen. I'm going to ask Pastor Burford to pray for my sister. She has a son that she's been going through with, and, you know, these addictions. She's out in New Orleans. She's there with her in Texas, but she's still having some challenges with them. So, you know, grown, but still right there with you. So I want you, she's faithful. She comes on this line from her place of employment every day. So I want you to offer up some prayer for her this evening. And all of you all on the line, I'm going to have Pastor Burford to close us out with prayer. And we just thank God for Pastor Adams and the word that he has spoken. We will be dealing with this subject matter for the entirety of the week. And also, I don't know if we'll flow over to next week. We need help. Tomorrow we will have Elder Wenzel Stafford will be speaking for us on tomorrow, and Friday, Apostle Walter Clark or Elder Raymond Cumber, one of the two. Still getting confirmation on that. But we thank God for you all taking out the time to listen on today, and also for those that I didn't see anybody in the chat room on today, but for those that would go back later, where I do see issues of today, somebody's in the chat room. Issues of today, we thank God for you joining us on today. So we just thank God for all that our ears have heard on today. Again, stay with us for the rest of the week, and we will definitely be discussing this matter a little bit further. Again, thank you for that, Pastor Burford. We're going to go to you and just have you to close us out with some prayer. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Just before we say our closing prayer, please allow me to help us to focus on the fact that none of us on this broadcast this morning are in opposition with each other. We are all saying the same thing from different points and from different aspects and from different facets, directing our energy, our word of God, our anointing at the same thing from a different angle. And so the scripture teaches us that he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement necessary for our peace was upon him. He was bruised for our iniquities. And so the bruising that was on Jesus was for something that was not visible but invisible, called iniquities. And so these things that follow our families, these things that follow our generations, and these things that take advantage of the weakness of men and their sinful flesh, we now, by the authority of Jesus, take dominion and authority over that. Now we say, in Jesus' name, devil, you are bound. Spirit of alcoholism, you spirit of drug addiction, the weakness that seeks to just find that place of ease through drugs. We say now, Satan, you can no longer influence that man or that woman. But somewhere, somehow, Father, send a man, send a woman by the angels of God to that young woman to speak to that person that they will listen to and follow them to the house of God and follow them to church and receive the Lord Jesus Christ and their deliverance. I pray, God, for deliverance of your people everywhere. Touch everywhere. The blood of Jesus prevails everywhere. The blood of Jesus right now. The blood of Jesus prevails. The blood of Jesus prevails. I plead the blood over the lives of every man, woman, boy, and girl that are listening, and even those who have relatives of those who are related to those who are listening right now. We plead the blood of Jesus, the power of the name right now, to set them free and to loose them from everything that the devil wants to bind them with. Loose them now. Loose them now. Loose them now. Even those who've had ancestral worship and worship of demons and worship of all kinds of other things. Father, I pray the power of the blood will sever them from that thing that has gone down from one generation to the next. We sever them right now. We bind that spirit. We come against that spirit with the power of the Holy Spirit, with the power of the blood of Jesus, with the power of the name of Jesus. We come against everything. And, oh, Father God, we pray today that all of your sons and daughters who are listening to me right now, if they understand and know within them own, their own self that they are fighting or struggling with any area, Father, I pray that you will cause them to just lay before you until you wash them, until you cleanse them, until you purify them, until you set them free, until they take dominance over that thing that wants to dominate them. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I speak by the authority of the name, and I say as this is going around the world, which it is, and out into space and beaming down from those satellites, that the power of the name of Jesus, the power of the blood is blanketing the earth, is blanketing every person who is listening and even those who come in the archives. We pray this today in Jesus' name. We pray this by the authority and in full confidence that the word that go forth out of our mouth is going to produce life and health and deliverance in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Adams and Pastor Burford. It's always just an honor and a pleasure to have men on the line. Many times, you know, we're bombarded with the women on the line, and very rarely do we have two or three men on the line. I did see Elder Wenzel on earlier, and he signed off, but we thank God for the men of God that are holding up the bloodstained banners. So So we thank God for you all. Have a wonderful and blessed day. We're going to sign off again. We appreciate you. Tell somebody about the Lord this week. Tell somebody that Jesus still saves. You know, many times we're in our homes and we shut up and we into our own world and not going no more. But you know what? We have a responsibility to share this gospel, share this good news with everyone we meet, souls or die, because we won't say anything. Souls or die, because we won't speak. Souls are dying because we won't smile. Souls are dying because we won't say a word. So tell somebody that Jesus saved to the utmost on this week. We love you and we appreciate you, and we'll see you on tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. God bless you. Have a Jesus day.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. Make it through it.
Somebody right now and tell them God's gonna do it. future.
God bless you all. Have a beautiful day. In Jesus' name.